tune that. Editors with Ton of Love. It's Radio Yorkshire, just gone 20 past four on Tuesday afternoon. I'm John with the Home Time Show. So this was all over Sky Sports when I was checking this out last night. England captain Alistair Cook become the youngest player to score 10,000 test runs. And I do believe the first Englishman to do it as well, which is just absolutely unbelievable. On the phone, I've got a man who knows him very, very well. He is a writer for The Independent, cricket writer Chris Stocks. Good afternoon, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Very, very good, thank you. Very good indeed. So, Alistair Cook's achievement, it is absolutely impressive, this, isn't it? I mean, the first Englishman, I do believe, and the youngest player ever to achieve 10,000 test runs, that is some feat.
Yeah, it is some achievement. He's only the 12th man in history to get the 10,000 test runs. As you say, the first Englishman, and also the youngest as well, beating Sachin Tendulkar, who... people in Yorkshire will know very well, and obviously people in India as well, given he is the world's all-time greatest batsman.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think this is even more impressive, with the fact that Cook has come through so many difficult times. I mean, a couple of years ago, his place in the England team and his place as captain came under some real scrutiny, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It was actually the Sri Lanka series 2 years ago, after the defeat at Headingley, where Cook admitted he did consider throwing in the towel in terms of the test captaincy. It was only after counsel from his wife, Alice, that he was convinced to carry on. That seems a long way away ago now, and he's battled through it. He's a stubborn guy, and he's obviously come out through the other end, and he's now obviously on those list of all-time greats.
Yeah, and you know, we know how stubborn he is with the way he plays. He is a very stubborn cricketer. He can stick around. I mean, it was only the winter where he batted for 2 days, wasn't it? So, yeah, it is some achievement.
Yeah, it is. And as you say, you know, he is a stubborn player, and he's kind of a stubborn guy as well when he gets his bit between the teeth. But I mean, you know, his style isn't to everyone's taste. You might not remember many of his shots from his great innings, but he's produced so many great innings for England over the years that I really do think he has to go down as, well, England's greatest batsman, obviously, on stats, but obviously England's greatest batsman on his record as well, and what he's achieved for the team.
And a lot of plaudits from within the cricketing world coming straight out to praise this wonderful achievement. A lot of his colleagues and also a lot of people just giving him the right amount of praise for something that he did so, so well. I mean, a man who's got, you know, two Ashes victories under his belt. Now this, where can he go from here? What's the next thing for Alistair Cook?
Well, I mean, the ultimate target is Tendulkar's all-time test run scoring record, which is over 15,000 runs. So he's got a fair way to go, but it was only sort of 5 or 6 years ago on the Ashes tour of Australia when Cook was the star man for England. He scored 766 runs in 5 test matches, which is a feat in itself. But it was only then that he passed 5,000 test runs. So he's 31 now. It's feasible that he can go on for another 5 years. He's fit, he's hungry, he wants to carry on. So I think Tendulkar's ultimate record is within his sights if he's hungry enough and carries on.
Chris, that's Alistair Cook. What about Jimmy Anderson? I mean, he's become the number one ranked test bowler in the world, jumping above Stuart Broad. Both of those two players, for England to have them both at the same time leading their bowling attack, it's unsurprising that they're on such an impressive run in the test form of the game anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jimmy Anderson getting to 450 wickets yesterday was another fine achievement. And obviously him and Broad in tandem, especially in English conditions, are absolutely deadly. I mean, I think they've got 659 wickets between them, and the 85 tests they play together shows you how potent they are. And the longer England can keep those two guys together, the better, really, because they must rank as one of the all-time great fast bowling duos.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's looking very positive for England at the minute. Obviously, it's a super series, so we can't say that the series is wrapped up against Sri Lanka, but they've won the test series with 2 test wins, 1 to go at Lords. And yeah, then we're into the one days and the T20. They've started off the summer very well.
Yeah, they have. I mean, I'm not sure how much stock the team take with the Super Series idea, but it's something new and it's been introduced this summer, so we'll stick with it. But in terms of the Test Series, they won that and they'll head to Lourdes next week, and I think what they really want to do is win that final Test and pull off a 3-0 series whitewash, because it's one area where England have actually fallen short in the last year or so, is when they've won a series, they've gone on more often than not to actually lose the last Test. So I think they want to be a bit more ruthless this time and try and whitewash Sri Lankans at Lourdes.
I guess doing something like that would kind of give the team a lot more confidence going forward for their next game. So if you do get a whitewash in a series, it is much, much better for when you're planning out your next game, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, they've got Pakistan over four tests later on this summer, which is another series they'll be confident winning on home soil. But ultimately, in 18 months' time, they play another Ashes series and they go to Australia there. And just winning these series at home this summer will build the confidence going towards Australia, which I think is the ultimate goal. They've got an Australian coach in Trevor Bayliss. And obviously the Ashes is the ultimate series for all England Test cricketers. And I think give this team another 18 months and they should have a very good chance of going down under and pulling off what will be a really special achievement, winning down there.
Absolutely, because this winter, obviously they're taking on Sri Lanka at the minute. They're very much a team that is in transition. And Pakistan as well, they always seem to struggle coming over to play in English conditions.
Yeah, Sri Lanka are very much in transition. They've obviously lost two batting greats in Mahela Jayawardena and Kumar Sangakkara. And Pakistan, you never know really what you get. Their record isn't great in England, but I think they'll provide a sterner test. And obviously we'll have the added spice of Mohammad Amir potentially coming back and being on that tour as well. If you remember, he was banned for spot fixing on the last tour Pakistan had here in 2010. Very talented young bowler. He looks like he's going to be in the squad, which will add a bit of spice to what should be a really good series.
Yeah, it should be absolutely cracking. And you know, those partnerships, especially as we mentioned, the likes of Jimmy Anderson, obviously as well, Alistair Cook looking amazing. If they can just be firing on all cylinders, I think it's going to be great for English cricket going forward. Look, Chris, thank you so much for coming on today to talk about this. And what an amazing achievement it has been for Alistair Cook. It really has been fantastic.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolute pleasure. Radio Yorkshire. Links Africa all the way.